This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting that it's just not true. A new report in the Washington Post that claims he asked Attorney General William Barr to publicly state that the president broke no laws in his phone call last July with the Ukrainian president. The Post says that the president wanted Barr to hold a news conference to clear his name, but that Barr said he wouldn't do it. The Kincaid fire that tore through Northern California for the past 2 weeks is finally fully contained. That fire in Sonoma County has scorched over 80,000 acres and it's destroyed about 200 structures. Funerals for the 9 Americans killed in a massacre south of the border in Sonora, Mexico begin today and will continue this week. However, the man that Mexican authorities had arrested in connection with the brutal murders of those 9 Americans is no longer considered a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions reportedly planning to run for the U.S. Senate seat that he had held in Alabama since 1997 before he gave it up to join the Trump administration. Multiple Republicans familiar with the plans have confirmed that to CBS as well as NBC News. Sessions would challenge Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who had defeated Republican Roy Moore in the 2017 special election, to fill Sessions' vacancy. Alabama's Republican Representative Bradley Byrne has already announced he'd be running for the seat and says he respects Sessions but doesn't plan to change his plans.
We've been in this for 8 months, and we're certainly not going to get out of it now. In fact, we're revving up faster.
A new study finding insomniacs are more likely to suffer a stroke or a heart attack than those who sleep well. Researchers looked at 500,000 people over 10 years and found those with insomnia were 22% more likely to have heart disease and 10% more likely to have a stroke. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A congressional committee will hold a hearing in Jackson, Mississippi today on the immigration raids at 7 chicken processing plants in that state last August. The House Homeland Security Committee, headed by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, who has concerns over how those raids by immigration and customs enforcement agents were conducted. Nearly 700 workers believed to be in the country illegally were taken into custody, some still facing federal charges. The Senate has voted unanimously for a bill that it's sending to President Trump's desk to make certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senators passed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, a bipartisan proposal that makes it a federal crime to crush, burn, drown, suffocate, impale, or sexually exploit animals. The bill is an expansion of a 2010 law that made it a crime to create and sell videos of animals fighting. The House passed the bill on October 22nd. The new law does not interfere with state and local animal cruelty laws. The president is expected to sign the bill into law.
And Sandra Bullock and Ellen DeGeneres are now suing sites that have used their likenesses to sell health and beauty products without permission. The joint lawsuit filed yesterday in Los Angeles Superior Court claims the sites use those images and fake testimonials to earn money on ad clicks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Do it not because it's easy. You know, as John F. Kennedy said, we have to do it because it's hard. As we've been sharing with you, think about it. When our founding fathers came together, it's not like we had, 100% agreement on the direction and the type of government that we were going to have. I mean, as the one lady asked Benjamin Franklin, okay, what kind of government do we have? He says, well, a republic. A republic, if you can keep it. And also assumed with that statement is that, is morality, are people of values, is that the order of the day? Is that going to be the predominant thought? Well, bring in political correctness, bring in relative truth into play, the cancel culture, and you have the America we have today. And I just touched on a couple of highlights. But all this has worked against the foundational principles of what our government is all about and what it stands on. You know, you remove that foundation, it begins to implode on itself. And, this is the scary part of America in the 21st century, where we find ourselves right now. It requires, I believe, a resurgence of revolutionaries and patriots, true patriots, who believe in the foundational principles of our Constitution. Forget about people, especially on the Beltway. You know, they talk about the Constitution, but it's so hollow. I think they're so disparate from what the Constitution truly stands for. You know, they want you to believe that they're constitutionalists, but just listen to the rest of their rhetoric and take a look at their policies, and also how they have self-served themselves, you know, how they have taken care of themselves at the expense of the American people. And then they talk about, constitutional principles. I mean, it doesn't square up. And there's nothing wrong with you thinking critically. In fact, it's an advantage for you to think critically, and it is important. And this is what these times demand of us, is that we return to common sense and critical thinking. Just about 8 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to talk about student loans. Speaking of the rhetoric that's out there, there is an interest, certainly, in proposals that are being presented that all student loan debt should be just wiped off, just taken care of, no longer exist. I think the number is now $1.6 trillion, if I've counted it all correctly, but it keeps on mounting up. And Sarah Saddlemeyer joins us now. She's with the Pew Charitable Trust Students Loans Project Manager, and she's here to break it down and give us the facts. Sarah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so first let's start. $1.6 trillion, is that still the number, or is it now $1.7 trillion?
That's correct. correct. We are looking at federal student loans. So in the federal system, 43 million Americans hold student loans, and that aggregate total is about $1.4
trillion. $1.4. Okay, so I grossed it up a little bit, so I apologize, but it's important that we get the facts here.
No, I think if you add in private loans and all different kinds of loans, your number is correct.
Okay, but either way, it's a lot of money, and we've got young people coming out of college, and we basically have put them in some sort of modern-day indentured servitude brought to you by your degree, right?
You know, I think student loans is really a good news, bad news story. Mm-hmm. The good news is that higher education is a really powerful pathway up the economic ladder, and for many people, student loans are an important access tool. Mm-hmm. But the bad news is that today, 20%, one in five of federal borrowers are in default. And default can have some pretty serious financial consequences for borrowers, including having your wages garnished, collection fees, and damage to your credit.
You know, at a time when the government is looking at the cost of health care, cost of education, and that, it seems a little bit here, and Sarah, not to be, a bit cynical, but it just seems like the cost of education has kind of ran away, and that, we got to be careful. Sometimes, you know, people want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, well, we think these millennials are complaining too much. But, you know, I think the bottom line is that you have to be able to look at it as an investment. And is it worthy? Am I getting a return on investment? Is it worthy for what we're paying for? Or has it just been an opportunity for, you know, some parts of the institution to take advantage of, the public trust?
That's a great way to think of it. And something we think about a lot here is that in the repayment system, actually counterintuitively, those who are most likely to default have borrowed the least.
Mm.
And that might be because they didn't complete their program of study and didn't get a return on investment to their college degree or to their college experience.
Well, that would be good to know, you know, what that number looks like. I think that's a good point there that, if you didn't take it all the way to the finish line, then that's going to certainly compromise, the potential ROI, you know, for that investment. But we want this to work. I mean, at the end of the day, we want it to work so that it's a win-win proposition, especially for these students that are putting in the time with hope and faith that at the end of the rainbow, there's, some potential gold for them.
Yeah, and that's why we're focused on the student loan repayment system. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this system really should work for anyone, no matter how you get there, no matter what kind of school you go to, no matter how much you borrow, that there should be a place that is affordable and flexible for you to repay your loans and achieve an economic success in the American dream, which is really what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Because you need to have this sense of accomplishment, and the sense of accomplishment, which makes you feel good about your investment and everything, is that you have paid off the debt. You went into it thinking, okay, this is worthy of investment. I need to do this. This is my future. But like anything, you know, if we make it, easy for people to back out, and for debt to be forgiven, then I think we lose something along the way. I'm getting into some of the philosophy here, and I don't mean to, put you in an unfair arena here, but I think that, when we talk about student debt, I think we need to consider, the holistic aspect of it.
I love talking about philosophy, so these questions are perfect.
Okay.
We really focused in on our researches, and I think you were sort of alluding to this earlier, that when we think about student debt, we often think about snapshots in time, right? Who's struggling right now? What does their situation look like? But that's not how families think about their money. That's not how they budget. And that doesn't help us identify people before they're struggling, which is really the goal. And so this research that we did looked across a 5-year period of time, and that really allowed us to see who struggles, when they struggle, and where we can make sure they're having additional resources.
Exactly.
We can identify people earlier if we can engage with them sooner, we can generate better outcomes. And again, that's what this is all about. We want to help people avoid defaults. We want to make sure people are on the pathway to successful repayment.
Should these educational institutions be responsible for, you know, supporting the cause that what, you know, the Pew Charitable Trust is doing?
You know, our research didn't really look at the role of schools, but again, our focus has been on improving the repayment system no matter how people got there.
Right. Well, I'm only bringing up the point of fiduciary responsibility, should they have any. But that's probably another discussion, but we've got more from Sarah Saddlemeyer on the other side of the break. Stay with us. So we're talking about the Pew Charitable Trust report, and we're going to get some more details from her after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Martinez live.
Russian independent we are, and we come to you proudly 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're visiting with Sarah Saddlemeyer, Pew Charitable Trust Student Loans Project Manager. Now, the new Pew Charitable Trust report reveals significant shortcomings with the student loan system that leaves borrowers struggling with debt. And maybe this report, Sarah, gives us a better understanding of, why students are upset and why the idea of this debt forgiveness, of tuition debt forgiveness, is so appetizing for them.
You know, I think that's a really good point. Today's student loan repayment system really should work for everyone, but it's complex. It's outdated, and it can even undermine borrowers' ability to repay their loans. Mm-hmm. You know, as I mentioned in the first part of the show, 43 million Americans hold student loans, but one in five is in default, and that's a huge number.
Mm. Yes. So break down the analysis. What were the key finding points for you?
Yeah, so we're seeing that there are key points in the repayment process where we can identify where people struggle so that we can get them resources when they need them.
Mm-hmm.
The first is that we saw that 25% of the people in our study defaulted on their loans within a 5-year period of time. But most of them missed a payment really early on, even if they didn't default until later, you know, sort of later in the process. And I should pause to say what default means in a student loans environment is that someone hasn't made a payment in almost a year. So
wow.
It's pretty
mm-hmm.
significant. Mm-hmm. It really does demonstrate that someone's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And so one key is that, you know, if someone misses a payment early in repayment, that might be a signal that they need additional help and that we should figure out a way to make sure they have resources when and where they need them.
Well, maybe the other thing, too, is because they missed one, maybe there wasn't, a consequence where they felt, well, maybe it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we're seeing a lot that Americans, really, student loans are a bigger piece of Americans' family balance sheets. People have, you know, even those that seem really secure with a steady job and maybe a house and a car can be experiencing income volatility from month to month, changes in income. We've all experienced financial shocks. A car breaks down, something happens to your water heater, and this can make it really difficult to plan and to budget, even for regular expenses like student loans.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bring up an excellent point, and that is, you know, when you're young in your career, you know, you have a little bit more dramatic ups and downs of having a job, not having a job, expenses, you're living a little bit tighter in terms of hand-to-mouth type of experiences. We've all been there. They're important lessons to learn. But meanwhile, when you are struggling with student debt, there needs to be some, you know, clear guideline and understanding in terms of behavior and in terms of focus of just how important that is, and also maybe finding some sort of, remedy when needed. Like, for example, when suddenly you find yourself out of a job, is there something you can do or someone you can call to say, look, I need a necessary short-term, reprieve here or time out or, some sort of safe zone to fall into, for a 90-100-day period until I get back on my feet.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. And first, I want to say that student loans aren't just a millennial issue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who are going to college nowadays are older. Our parents maybe went back during the recession to improve their skills or get a degree. And so we really need these types of solutions that work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the student loan repayment system has a couple of forms of flexibility that are built in. So first, things called deferments and forbearances, which allow you to do just what you mentioned. Pause your payments if you lose your job, or if you need to go back to school, or if you experience some sort of other financial hardship. And we really shouldn't overlook the importance of these. We saw in our study that people who went through 5 years of repayment and came out the other side and had successfully paid down at least some of their balances did successfully use these tools to stay on track. Mm-hmm. The problem comes, and for the people in our study whose balances grew over time, among people who repeatedly use these tools and use them for long periods of time, instead of maybe being able to get into a longer-term, more sustainable repayment plan. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about that and sort of about some of the other options that are available for borrowers.
Yeah, please do that. Go ahead.
So there are these plans called income-driven plans, and true to their title, they allow borrowers to tie their payments to their incomes. So for many of these borrowers who are repeatedly pausing payments, maybe seeing their balances grow, it is a way to create a lifeline, a more affordable payment for many people. But the problem is that these plans are complex and there are a lot of barriers for people to enroll in them. So paperwork needs to be submitted. You have to reapply every year. And just we're seeing that a lot of people aren't making this transition. And so there are these tools that are available to help them, and people aren't connected with them. Mm-hmm. And there are some actions that Congress can take today to fix this, and there's bipartisan support, which is, for many people, the information you submit to try to get onto one of these plans and to renew your plan is the same information that you submit when you file your taxes. So really, it's just asking two different government agencies to coordinate. It's directing the IRS to share that information with the Department of Education, of course, with appropriate privacy protections.
Mm-hmm.
But it will decrease the barriers for people to enroll in these plans that really, again, do provide a lifeline and move people towards successful repayment.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, what other things is the report suggesting that should be done to fix some of these other issues?
Sure, that's a great question. The report also suggests that there are ways to identify borrowers before they're struggling, and that we need to ensure that we are following up with that by providing those borrowers support and resources when and where they need them. So it's eliminating barriers, but it's also helping people on the pathways that they take through repayment. And sometimes that means temporary pauses in payments. Sometimes that means enrolling in a more affordable plan, but it's really helping borrowers and directing them to that towards successful outcomes.
Well, we're talking with Sarah Saddlemeyer. She's the Pew Charitable Trust Student Loans Project Manager, and she's bringing to bear here the trust report, the new trust report that is revealing significant shortcomings with student loan system that leaves borrowers struggling with debt. A lot being talked about regarding student debt, including the forgiveness of student debt at large, coming from the Democratic side of the presidential offerings. But, we need to consider, all the unintended consequences of, possibly, seriously considering that. I really doubt that it will actually be executed. It's, one of those nice little 8-second sound bites that people can get excited about. But the substance does not seem to be there. So the likelihood of students and of all ages, as Sarah brings out, this isn't a millennial issue. We've got, people coming back to school in their latter lives, looking to refresh their careers, invigorate their careers and their knowledge, and they're accumulating some debt as well. Sarah, as we wrap things up, what else can you tell us about the problems facing student loan borrowers today?
Yeah, so it's just the repayment system is complex. It's outdated, it's undermining borrowers' ability to repay, and there's more that we can do to identify borrowers before they start struggling, to get them the resources they need, and to eliminate barriers for those borrowers to enroll in affordable plans and move toward repayment success.
Who is the agency or what is the entity that can reform this repayment debt program?
So there's a role for Congress to play. Congress can act today. And there's also a role for the Department of Education to play.
Sarah Saddlemeyer. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it. Take care.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting that it's just not true. A new report in the Washington Post that claims he asked Attorney General William Barr to publicly state that the president broke no laws in his phone call last July with the Ukrainian president. The Post says that the president wanted Barr to hold a news conference to clear his name, but that Barr said he wouldn't do it. The Kincaid fire that tore through Northern California for the past 2 weeks is finally fully contained. That fire in Sonoma County has scorched over 80,000 acres and it's destroyed about 200 structures. Funerals for the 9 Americans killed in a massacre south of the border in Sonora, Mexico begin today and will continue this week. However, the man that Mexican authorities had arrested in connection with the brutal murders of those 9 Americans is no longer considered a suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
All the stars are singing.
And what more you could want is really the truth, and the all-sustaining one is what you want, right? That is what will totally satisfy you, and you'll never have to go to the water again because you have been sharing and now experienced the living water. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, special guest, as all our guests are, is Guillermo Maldonado. He's written a new book, Created for Purpose. A little bit of his background. He's been in ministry for over 20 years. He's the founder of King Jesus International Ministry, one of the fastest growing multicultural churches in the U.S., which has been recognized for its visible manifestations of God's supernatural power. Guillermo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. I'm honored to be here with you. Thank
well,
you
the,
so
the honor is ours. I appreciate your passion. You know, Jesus said, and this is always one of those things that come up in various Bible studies that I may attend and people that talk to me and say, look, at you know, Jesus said that we would do even greater miracles than he did. And the reason that that was going to happen is because he's right next to the Father cheering us on. And what I appreciate with your heart is that you listen to that and you're the living example of believing what Jesus said.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I have seen. I don't think Jesus preached to 1.5 million people at one time. So that would say that's a greater work. Not that make us greater, but he promised that because that's what God does. You know, whatever he does is multiply it. So I preached to 1.5 million people many times in Africa and Pakistan and all those countries.
What is that like to preach to that many people?
Well, I think it's beyond our imagination. Whenever you see most of the people, 90% are Muslim people, and they don't know Jesus, when I preach the cross and what Jesus did on the cross, and you see a lot of miracles, healing, people getting up from wheelchairs, people that came in crutches, they got up, and it's so impacting. It's beyond imagination.
Well, here in the West, somehow we take it for granted. We're not necessarily, you know, we see individual miracles, but something like what you experienced is, like you say, beyond their imagination. They read about it, think about it, go, oh, that's nice. They're hearing you talk about it, going, that's nice. But I think the follow-up question that they need to ask themselves is, why not me? Why not now? Why not our church?
Well, I think God is God. God is God everywhere, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's just we need to have, you know, the Bible talks about the workings of miracles.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't work miracles unless you have knowledge of it, how to do it. And I think it's a matter of seeking God and ask God. But I've seen the same miracles I've seen in America, I've seen them in other countries. The only difference is that they're more hunger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hunger in those countries. I just came back from Taiwan, and 7,000 people in an arena, in a stadium. Hundreds of miracles happen because the hunger of the people. That hunger, you know, hunger attracts God.
Exactly.
And when
mm-hmm.
we open to that kind of thing, so I've seen the most incredible miracles and seen organs grow, like liver, people that had no organs, and God grew back legs. Fingers, flesh, bones. I've seen it there in those countries, but I also seen it in America. Less frequently in America, like I said, because of the hunger of the people.
Well, I was just talking with another ministry leader here earlier this week, Guillermo, and he pointed out that the churches in the Western civilization, Europe and here in the United States, are running a little dry. But when you look overseas, revival, repentance, miracles like what you're talking about are quite regular and powerful, you know, because the power of God is working there. And in fact, like I said, a recent conversation was, you know, well, what's going on? What's happening with America? Well, I think there's some fundamental principles to your point. Go ahead.
Yes, you're completely right, Bill. What happened is, there has been a decline and a rejection of the supernatural in America.
Mm.
We are comfortable. We serve a God of convenience. If we're sick in our body, we have a doctor. In those countries, there's not. And the rejection of the Holy Spirit, denying the work of the Holy Spirit in America and the supernatural is people are more westernized, meaning more thinking, more knowledge oriented, and we have despised the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason I've seen that tremendous decline. As a matter of fact, there's another wave, I would say, a movement called the secret sensitive church, where they deny the supernatural, they deny the power of God, they deny the Holy Spirit, they deny miracles, and I think I see the increase of that church, but there's always a remnant in this country. I've seen a remnant among mm-hmm. the Spanish community, black and African-Americans, white. There's a remnant. They really want God. They mm-hmm. want the power of God. They want miracles. They want a revival, like you were saying. And I think the key of any revival to start with is repentance.
Exactly.
You know, we don't see that message preached anymore in many churches. We don't see the message of repentance. We don't hear it, that message.
Yeah,
and I think
you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You know how the Bible says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19 to 21, the Bible says, and and for you to see times of refreshing. They said we need to repent in order to see times of refreshing, meaning times of revival, times of the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And in America, there's a great, I would say, the majority of the churches has rejected the Holy Spirit. The majority of the churches, they have no need of the supernatural. When I'm saying supernatural, I'm talking about above and beyond reason, miracles, signs, wonders, the prophetic, the move of the Spirit, revival, the presence of God, the fire of God. That's what I'm talking about. Anything right. that is above and beyond reason. Mm-hmm. So that's the, I would say the reason is the rejection of the Holy Spirit and the rejection of the supernatural in this country.
Well, the leadership of some of these churches may not need it, but their constituents do. And this is why God continues to pursue us, that as he has shown me, this is a season of wheats and tares. We have both growing at the same time. Barna reported in a recent study that though there was a reported decline of people attending American churches today and even in Europe, what they found consistently was the churches that were taking the biggest hits are these liberal theologically based churches, ones that have turned their backs on the whole gospel message. They have carved out certain parts, just like you said. Hey, we're not going to believe in miracles. We're not going to believe in the Holy Spirit. We're not going to believe in these things that we cannot touch, feel, and have some sort of sensory response to. So if we can't understand it and grasp it, it has no meaning. Well, then I don't think you could even understand why the blind man could see again then.
Yeah, there's something that I graduated in Oral Roberts University.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I understand he's the founder of that powerful university. And at the end, as he died, we saw a decline also and going more for knowledge, like you were saying, like knowledge, like, you know, theological debate instead of going to the power. And I believe in the scripture, I believe in theology and all that, but I believe there's a revival coming upon America. That's what's important. I think there's a revival coming upon America, and we need to be ready for it.
Well, I would agree, and I agree also with what you said earlier, and that's what we've been talking about as well, is that revival is always preceded by repentance. And what does repentance mean? You have to understand those things that you thought you knew, you don't know. And somehow, you know, the blinders are coming off, and like the blind man, you can now see, not see the way humanity sees, but sees the way an eternal God who created you sees. We've got more from Guillermo Maldonado after this. Stay with us. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested food, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken.
You know, it's always good to know where you're going, but it's also good to know why you're here and what this is all about. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Guillermo Maldonado, who's been in ministry for over 20 years. How God has used Guillermo is nothing short of a miracle, and I'm sure he'd be the first to tell you this, because, you know, God's capacity is beyond anything that we can imagine. And when you tap in and plug into God's power and capacity, well, it can be quite shocking, right, Guillermo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for example, Bill, I was ministering in Myanmar, which was Burma before,
right,
in Asia. And 15,000 people, 100 degrees inside of the stadium.
Mm.
And before I got to the stage, the Lord said to me, there's a lot of children here, blind and deaf. They can't see, they can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them out, and the power of God felt through the compassion of Jesus came into the place. It was such a compassion, and I didn't lay hands on people. I just released that. I said, the Lord is going to heal our children. And when I finished, and when I turned around the stage, we have 35 children, between 5 and 7 years old. Their eyes were open, and their eyes and their ears were open, totally blind, totally deaf. In one moment, the power of God can do that. And that is beyond comprehension. And afterwards, Bill, what I found out was there are the strong men in that area is blindness and deafness, because they have 2 hospitals just for that kind of sickness in that country. And I understood why the Lord told me to pray for those people that are blind and deaf. So to see children, and for example, there was a mother that she was saying for the first time, my daughter is looking at me. She never knew me before, a 9 years old daughter.
Oh wow!
And it was impactful.
Could you imagine that, Guillermo? I mean, one of your children coming to you and not not knowing your face for 9 years, and suddenly, I mean, they know your smell, they hear your voice, but they haven't seen your face, and suddenly they're able to see your face. What? Wow. I mean, there's just not enough money in the world to pay for that kind of experience.
Oh, no. And I saw another one in Ethiopia. I was ministering in Ethiopia. I would say, right, that we had almost 500,000 people there. And she was crippled, deaf, and mute. I think he was 12, 10 years old. And for the first time, got at the same time, she could walk, she could talk. And I was impacting. I would start crying on the stage.
I bet. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And the audience has to respond. I mean, they are witnessing the power of God right before their eyes. What are they, you know, what's their response?
I think, you know, when a miracle takes place, Bill, you know, that anointing that was released in that moment is released on the people. So people start screaming and you see people being delivered. We saw people bound with chains, and they eating dirt, you know, like, they were so horrible. But when the power of God fell, those people being set free, delivered, children, young adults, it's so incredible. What I just wanted to say is Jesus is alive now.
Amen.
And Jesus is alive, and he wants to touch even the people in the audience. I can see now, Bill, I don't know if they, there's somebody, if you allow me, but there's somebody who have been with an issue with a right ear, who lost your right ear 10 years ago. And God is touching your ear right now in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. I can see a woman who's been bleeding for a while. And God, I command that bleeding to stop now in Jesus' name. I hear people, I hear somebody by the name Mark. Mm-hmm. Mark has been financially, there has been a tremendous attack in your finances. And the Lord is about to release something powerful in your finances. Such a blessing in your finances. I can see a lot of things going on in your radio. And I think, Bill, is because you are open for the Holy Spirit to minister.
Amen. Absolutely.
I can call the radio station, but they don't allow me. So I submit to what they tell me.
Well, this is why God has kept us independent. You know, there's been opportunity. I mean, if I told you the whole story of how this ministry and this show came about, it's a total miracle of God. Because, and I've been in broadcasting most of my life, worked in big markets in Los Angeles and that, but this was the first time, it's been about 10, 11 years ago, that, you know, I was brought into a nationally syndicated platform. Also, you know, when I was in Los Angeles, I was a juvenile. Guillermo, I was the first Hispanic, believe it or not, in LA radio, using his real name. You never heard a Hispanic, name until 1972 after I got out of the Marine Corps and was working in Los Angeles. And so I was quite an anomaly. But, you know, I was playing music and, you know, being a juvenile and having fun. And then as my life, went on, I'd left, the media, although I still ran radio stations, that sort of thing, but I'd gotten away from the microphone. But God brought me back about 10 years ago. And then it was like, okay, now you're going to do a talk show and we're going to talk about, you know, theological issues. I went back to Bible college, got my degree. And, you know, here it is. And so we do a variety, you know, kind of, entertainment, interview show. You're not the first to ask or even say to me and comment and say, Bill, there's other radio stations. I can't talk like this. You know, and I go, well, you can thank God for this, because this is why this show exists, is because God has determined it to be so. And he brings, you know, people like yourself with the message that needs to be heard by our audience. And, you know, and I just trust. I trust every day. And so, yes, I have learned over the years in all my experience, and it has been experiential. Yes, there's still faith that remains, but like you, when you see and witness the signs and wonders and the power of God, you cannot be the same.
Yeah, I understand. And you know, I feel that the Lord is gonna expand more of your ministry, because this is a ministry. You literally, it's not just a show, but I think it's a ministry that the Lord has given you. A lot of people have been encouraged, and a lot of people being touched because of your obedience. And thank you for being open for the Holy Spirit and for God to minister. And I think, Bill, that we need to show that Jesus is alive.
Yes.
Because religion can show the people is alive. They can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is important, that the people understand that Jesus is alive now. It's easy to say Jesus is God, Jesus that, yeah, that's cool, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is historical Jesus, but can we say now he can do the same thing now?
Amen. And even more so.
We find, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's because he went to the Father.
Right. Exactly. Well, and people, you know, the number one question that they ask, and this is what prompted your book, you know, who am I? Why am I here? And this is why you wrote Purpose, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Bill, that book was created because there's 7 billion people on the earth today.
Yes.
And 80% of those people will die without knowing the reason of their existence. In other words, these are numbers that we can see in different places. That most of the people died in a form of a seed, not in a form of tree. And they never produced any fruit. They're going to die. And the Lord said to me, I want you to write this book. But it's not a book just to encourage people, but for them to understand and know the reason of their existence. In other words, there's a lot of people. There are a lot of books writing on purpose,
right?
But it's more natural and natural dimension. There are three types of purpose, Bill. Natural purpose, which is based on and self and ambition.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you want to be and what you want to do. But there's a supernatural divine purpose, which is have to do with why is the reason of your existence. Why am I here? Who are you? What is the reason of your existence and purpose? Is the reason why a person exists. And there's a lot of people in the audience talking about now. I don't know if they can call through the phone and call you and ask questions, because I believe there's a lot of depression. There's people on depression, feel lonely, and they don't understand why. It's not the lack of company. It's lack of purpose.
Right.
And can I say something to you, Bill, that...
Yeah. Most, yes, please. We've got about a minute left, Guillermo. Okay, so go ahead.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but this there's a lot of people now committing suicide because
yes.
Death is more attractive. Death is more attractive when you don't know the purpose of God. So I encourage the people to understand why is the reason of your existence and how can you fulfill your purpose in earth, on the earth, and how can what are the indicators of purpose? How do you know it's the purpose of God in your life? You know, and so many things I can say about purpose, but I want to encourage all those people that you can go to Amazon, you can go everywhere, get the book Created for Purpose, and it's very powerful.
And we're going to link it on our website. The other thing I would say people need to understand about, you know, about purpose is it's God's promise. And if God promises it, he's going to pursue it to its completion because that's the way our God is. He is truthful. He is righteous. He's going to see it to the end. So he didn't create us with a theory, did he? I mean, he had a specific idea and purpose and mission for each one of us.
Yes, I understand. For example,
well, we're out of time. Guillermo Maldonado, thank you, Guillermo.
Heart
take care.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you